Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hey, Crypto Nights listeners, good morning. This is Kant Miriala coming at you. Just a quick update on SEC Chairman Jay Clayton. He was in a conversation with CNBC's Paul Pisani a few days ago, and I believe he has been saying this all along. We have been hearing Jay Clayton say that tokens are securities, and so on and so forth. He finally came out and said it very, very clearly. If you are investing into something with an expectation that that something will increase in value, you have made an investment, especially if that value increase is because of somebody else's efforts. Isn't that the definition of investment? You put your money somewhere and somebody works on, takes that money, puts it into something, maybe a business, works on it and gives you that money back and probably some additional profit. That is the fundamental definition of an investment. That is a security. So we can call it a utility token. We can call it a security token. I do not think SEC cares a rose by any other name. Smells as sweet, or in this case is regulated equally well. So that is what it is. And there are many regulations that have already been placed. And Jay Clayton talks about how US has been the envy by creating a $19 trillion economy. So no reason to change that. Well, so what is the summary of all of this? What are the regulations that ICOs can use? The regulations that ICOs can use are Reg D, Reg S, Reg D being accredited investors in the US, Reg S allowing international investors to invest into tokens or securities in the US. And then, of course, you have Reg A Plus and Reg A, which are crowdfunding regulations that came out of the Jobs Act, JOBS, Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, a couple of years ago. These are all in place. There are regulations, there are rules, there's a way to comply with each of them, and all the rules are out there. You can simply Google and say, how do I run a Reg D, Reg S ICO or a Reg A, Reg A Plus ICO, and you'll get all the steps that you need to run a compliant, SEC compliant ICO. And also, just to put things to rest, he also said that things like Bitcoin, he did not name it. He says there are cryptocurrencies that are, of course, he loved the technology, by the way, and he wants to see a lot of it come along. He's not opposed to that. He just wants people to be compliant. So he's talking about cryptocurrencies, and within brackets, Bitcoin. Wink, wink. Although he did not use the name. He says cryptocurrencies are looking at replacing sovereign currencies. And that was like, wow, he is making a prediction right here. And they're trying to replace sovereign currencies like US dollar, the euro, Japanese yen, and whatever else. So he considers those as currencies. They are not securities and they're fine. So very interesting. So long as you know for a fact that what you're launching is a currency, you're good. But if you know for a fact that what you're launching is not a currency, and you're trying to get cute by calling it a utility token or a security token, SEC does not care. As far as they're concerned, it is a security and it will be regulated as such. And they are coming after many, many ICOs and taking them to task, shutting them down, returning investors' money whenever possible, so on and so forth. And a lot of people are in prison because of this. So not to be taken lightly. So Reg D, Reg S, Reg A, Reg A+. That's what it is. People in the US that are trying to launch an ICO in the US with US investors, or anybody else in the world that is trying to raise capital from US investors, need to be compliant.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.